Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chagiga Daf Chaf Hey. We're starting Chaf Dalet Amud Beis near the bottom with Halacha Dalet. And today's daf is sponsored by the Nishmas Mars Mem Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Up until here, we've been discussing the Chumras that Kodesh has over Truma. Now we're going to see a Chumra that Truma has over Kodesh. It says Mishnah Chayim B'Truma. We have a Chumra by Truma should be Yehuda in the area of Eretz Yisrael called Yehuda, basically central Eretz Yisrael. Nemanim al Taharus Yain V'Shem and Koyim Asashana. Ami Ratzim are trusted regarding the Tahara of their wine and oil all throughout the year. This in regards to Kodshim, namely they say that this wine or oil is kachim. We 100% trust him that it's tahar, but not in regards to truma. Only b'shas ha'gitos ha'badim afal truma. When we're talking about the time of gitos and badim, a gas is a wine press, bad is an oil press, meaning during the wine and oil making season, then they're trusted regarding truma, because since that's when they're going to be separating the truma, we can trust them that this truma is tahar, but the rest of the year we don't trust them regarding truma. So we see a chumra by truma over kodesh. And the main reason for this is because since kachim is so chumra, such an elevated level of kedusha, amiratzim are very afraid to mess around with it, and therefore we could trust them. But truma, they're not so careful with, and that's why we can't trust them. Now the Mishnah continues with this din. Avru hagitos v'abadim. Once the wine oil making season passed, hevila chavis yayin shel truma. If the amar brought the kayin a barrel of truma, lo yikabel mimenu, he's not allowed to take it from him because he has to suspect that maybe it's tamei. Aval, however, menichel gas haba, he, which is referring to the amaretz or maybe even the kayin, could save it for the next pressing season, where once again it has a cheskas tara, and then he could take it. Now imar merlei hifrash losech revias kodesh neman. If the amaretz told him, don't worry, I separated a revias of kodshim inside it, so he could be trusted, and it means the whole thing is tahar, even though basically the entire thing is truma. Since there's a little bit of kodesh in here, he could trust him. Flasks of wine and oil that are meduma. Now, this is not referring to meduma in the classic sense, which is when we have chulin mixed with truma. This is just talking about wine and oil that did not yet have truma separated from it. Amaratzim are also trusted regarding these during the wine and oil pressing season. That's because they're still making sure that they're tahar due to the fact that they want to be able to separate the truma in a state of tahara. And also, kaidim lagas in regards to the empty flasks and barrels themselves, they're even believed 70 days before the wine and oil pressing season because they're already starting to be metahir all their kalim to get ready for wine and oil making. So more quotes of Mishnah, Chayim b'truma should be hudin amanim. Now we make a diuk from here. Habagalil light. As mentioned in the Galil, when we're northern part of Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't trust Amaratzim at all, and everything's going to have a cheskas toma. And this is only in Yehuda. Now why would this be? So we've seen a quote from Shubin Levi who says, "B'shirah Pedaya, this membership is skyishal kusim mafsekes, the strip of kusim that's mafsek, meaning there's a strip of land which is inhabited by the kusim that's in between Yehuda and Galil, and this is considered Eretz Amim. It's considered outside of Eretz Yisrael, and we know there's a special toma called Tumas Eretz Amim. It's a Tumas Rabbanon, and that anything that goes through that becomes Tameh, and therefore anything that comes from Galil is going to have to pass through this area of kusim, mainly becoming Tameh. Therefore, there's no heter even in regards to Kachim. As the Gemara says, we have a mission that talks about the best place to get the oil from the Sachim, and it teaches the Shniela that the second best place to get from is Regev Vevar Yardain, this area called Regev, which is on the other side of the Jordan, and Beloikach in Piskash Kusim of Sekes is in a situation where we have kusim in between, meaning that it's coming from Avar Yardain, and any oil that's going to be brought from Regev has to go through this area. And if this is the second best place to get oil for the Nesachim, how can you say that when it goes through this area of kusim, it becomes Tameh? So Roshame answers Tifter, we can explain as follows, but maybe Gargarim Vakashin Sham, that mission is talking about where the olives themselves are being brought from Regev, and they're being crushed in Yerushalayim or in Yehuda, and therefore they never became Tameh. But if the oil was brought from Regev, then it would be problematic for the Nesachim. Now going back to the end of our Mishnah, Ubi Yehuda Nemanim Al Yayin, Avo Loyal Kankanim, in Yehuda, they're only trusted in regards to the wine, but not regarding the jugs or the flasks or the barrel that they're in. Meaning, once the Kachim wine was removed from the barrel, we can't trust the barrel anymore. And Bagalil, in Nemanim, Loyal Yayin, Loyal Kankanim, in Galil, we don't trust them regarding either their wine or their barrels. Now, further with this, Dan Rosimus says, Rishim Rishim Levi, Ben Darim Sha'amar, Migal Havesia, Nemon. If a person of the south, which means he's in the area of Yehuda, he says, I got this from Galil, he's trusted, and then we're going to say that it's Asur, because it has his Cheskas Toma. However, Ben Gal Sha'amar, Midarim Havesia, Enu Nemon. If we have a Ben Galil, he's a fellow from the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, and he has wine with him, and he says, don't worry, I got this from the south. It's from Yehuda area. We do not trust him, and therefore we're not going to treat it as tahar. Now, remember, if you really want to say that when our Mishnah says that b'shas gitas v'abadim, it's a time of wine and oil pressing, we trust amaratzim even with their truma that it's tahar. That's only but truma shenas al gava kodesh. It's talking about truma that was done with a tahar level of kachim hal gavatz molai. But if the amaratzim were just focusing on the truma itself, and they weren't also thinking about kachim, meaning they were only on the tahar level of truma, so we don't trust them regarding this tahar level, and we're not allowed to take this truma from them. However, Rabbi Yosef says, no, even if it's just being done for itself, these fellows are just focusing on the truma, not thinking about kachim, we can still trust this to higher level of their truma, because again, it's shas gitas and badim. The Gemara suggests Masisa Pliga Rabbi Yosef. The following Mishnah seems to be not like Rabbi Yosef. This is talking about a Baal Bayis, who has a number of different barrels and pitchers that he wants his workers to be tovel for him, getting them ready for the wine and oil press. And there's Machlokes Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yosef, what he has to do in order to make sure that they became became tahar? Because he's giving them to his workers, and his workers are being tahar them, but his workers are amaratzim. And what does it say? Tzarech lamer lemad sheet bailu, that he actually has to stand over his workers until they're tahar these things. As we see, we do not trust amaratzim at all, but that's definitely not like our Mishnah that says when it's pressing season, we do trust them. The more answer is pasul lo shalibishas habad. That Mishnah can be talking about where it's not the time of the pressing season, so we don't trust them. Right away, we ask on that. Can you say that this is not the pressing season? Now, it's important over here to point the difference between the words that we just mentioned. We just said before shalibishas habad. Now we're saying shalibishas hagas, and this makes a big difference. Bad means the olive pressing season, and gas means the grape pressing season, making wine. And the difference is as follows. Olives are going to be harvested, even though it's not the oil-making season. So it doesn't make sense that the fellow's going to ask his workers to be toivel different barrels and jugs and whatnot to be able to store his olives. And since that's not shas habad, so they're not trusted. What about shas hagas? Grapes are always harvested when it's the wine pressing season. So like you say, the Mishnah is talking about shalei b'shas hagas. It can't be. He's having his workers be toivel grapes, and grapes are being harvested during the shas hagas, during the wine-making season. So how could you say that they're not trusted, even though I'm ratzim? So Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Lazar, he answers, that yes, we are talking about the general time period of the wine pressing season, and of course, that's the harvest as well. That's the betzira, that's when they're going to be picking the grapes. However, halachically, it doesn't have the din of the wine-making season until three people already started harvesting. Sugi explained that Mishnah is referring to where the fellow had sent his workers to be tov this kalim before three people started harvesting, so it doesn't officially have that status. Mimela, we can't trust them, ratzim. Whereas our Mishnah is talking about where people already started harvesting, and so it has a din of wine pressing season, so we could trust them. Now the Gemara is going to bring up a number of pointers, ask the same question, and give the same answer. If something tahar touches these barrels at the time of the wine and oil making season, hatahar is taharis. So these tahar things are tahar, because as we said, everything is considered tahar, even though it's by an amaret. However, if the season had passed already, hatahar is tameis. Now tahar that touches these things are tamei. So here's the question. Do we ever have a situation? We have a kli cheres, an earthenware kli, these barrels and jugs and whatever they are, that they have this cheskas tahara, that's during the season, and now we're saying afterwards they're all of a sudden considered tame and they're going to be tame if something touches them. How does that make sense? Just before they were tahar, why are you saying they're tame? How does that make sense? I think more chavayim based on top answers. Let's call ilin milayakin. Isn't that everything that we said in our Mishnah? We said very clearly in Mishnah regarding the wine and oil themselves that during the season it's tahar, after the season it's tame, and this is the way that takaras chavim works. That during the season it's fine, but after the season they're good, that it's not fine, and that's not contradictory. So Gemara says you're right. Elikani, rather this is the question we're going to ask, and here we're going to point gears to change. If something tahar touches these kelim of amaretz before the season, hatahar is tameyos. These tahar things are tame. Whereas b'shasakitz v'abadim, these tahars touch the kelim of amaretz at the time of the pressing season, so hatahar is tahiros. These tahar things are tahar. And here's the question: we have kli charis mishu metame chayzer mitahar. Do we have a kli charis that it was metame something a couple days ago? Now you're saying that actually has the status of tahara. How does that make sense? And the Gemara gives the same exact answer. Of less kol yilin milayakain. Isn't this with everything we said in our Mishnah? The Mishnah itself pointed this out, that after the season amaretz gives some truma to the kayin, he can't trust it, but if he gives it to him the next year, he could trust it, even though it's the very same thing. And that's at the Karnas Chachamim. Alakani, rather, this is the question, says the Gemara. Nagu b'taharis b'shashu malei. If the taharis touches barrel of kodesh when it's full, this is during the year, kodesh we know is fine, so touch a barrel when it was full of wine, hataharis taharis, everything is tahar because there's wine inside, but pinahu, the moment the wine is taken out, so there's no more kodesh wine here anymore, hataharis tameyos, these taharis are tamei. And so we ask the question, v'yesh kli charis mishu metaher chayzer metame, could we have a kli charis that it was just metaher, and also the wine's gone, and it's going to be metame? Once again, the Gemara says, let's call Elaine Malayakane. Isn't this with everything the Chum say? They made the gzera that the Kaidish is fine, but there's no more Kaidish here anymore, so the Kli of the Amaris is not okay. Rather, this is the question, says the Gemara. Nogubay Taharis Bishashu Reikon. If Taharis touch these barrels when they're empty, Hataharis Tameyos, they now become Tame. Bamileu, if the barrels were filled with wine, Hataharis Taharis, and they're Tahar. And so the question is, Yesh Kli Charis Mishu Metame Chayzer Metaher? A Kli Charis, if it's Metame something, can now be Metaher it a little bit later just because there's wine inside? And once again, the Gemara answers, concluding, Vles Kli Elaine Malayakane. Isn't this everything the Chum say? They make very clear takanus. Then in this situation it's tar, in this situation it's tar, as there's no questions to be asked on this. Now go on to similar discussion. Amar Bichon Rechon tells us, Kaishas, Vikiruya, Umavoy, Viger, Vamaret, Chaimrin. In all these cases that the Gemara is going to detail right now, there's two different ways that we could go. We could look at it and either be Machmer or Makel. And Bichon says, in all situations, we're Machmer. So Kaishas, what is this? Kaidanin Taman, we have a mission over there. There's Sechas Uktin. Then a Kaishas, Vachamas, Rashi Bisamim, Hatoya, Vachiltis, Vapilpulin, Vachalis Kharia. All these things are considered spices. No kachem kas of meiser, they're allowed to be bought with money meiser sheni. That's because they're used in food preparation. However, if ainu matam and tomas eichlin, they do not become tame like regular food could become tame because they're not food; they're just spices. Different Rebbe Kiva, this is Rebbe Kiva's opinion. Whereas Amar Rebbe Yechon Menuhi, Rebbe Yechon Menuhi told him this doesn't make sense. Im kachem kas of meiser mipnei ma ainu matam and tomas eichlin, if they're able to be bought with money meiser sheni, so why can't they become tame with tomas eichlin? You're only allowed to buy food with money meiser sheni, so that means it must be considered food. So it should be matam and tomas eichlin. And im ainu matam and tomas eichlin, if you want to say that no, it's not matam and was eichlin, because not considered food, it's just a spice. So then afin lo yakhu b'kasav meiser, it shouldn't be allowed to be bought with money meiser sheni. Now this statement of Rabbi Yochanan Menuri is unclear which way we're supposed to go. Are we going to go l'chumra or do we go l'kula? So it's on this. Rabbi Yochanan says chumarin were machmir matam tomas eichlin ve'ein no kachem b'kasav meiser. They are matam tomas eichlin and they're not allowed to be bought with money meiser sheni. On to the next din, kiruya. What's this referring to? Katanin taman. We have a mishnah over there. This is Maseches Para. Kiruya, a hollowed out gourd. They would do this back in the day. Take a gourd, hollow it out. The shell would dry, becoming very hard, and it was used as a very handy dandy kli. And what did he do with it? She had to be luba mayim shein ruin lekadesh. He immersed it. He was toivel it in water that's able to be used for kiddush. This specifically talking about water that's going to be used to mix with the ashes of the parah aduma. This has to be mayim chaim. It has to be spring water. And since he's going to be using this kli for the ashes of the parah aduma, even though it's 100% tahor already, he just wanted to add on an extra level of kedusha. So that's why he was metar it in this water. And again, he was toivel it in water that could have been used to mix with the ashes of the parah aduma. So makachin ba, he's allowed to makadish with it, which means he's allowed to use this for the ashes of the parah aduma achidatame until it becomes tame, which means that we're not chayshesh that water was absorbed into the walls of the kli and the ashes of the parah aduma were put in. That water came out. That's not a chashash. Therefore, it's allowed to be used. However, nitma, the moment this dried out gourd became tame, in makachin ba, it's not allowed to be used anymore. And that's because we have a chashash that when he's toivel in the mikvah to matar it and the ashes of the parah aduma are put inside, some water is going to be exuded from the walls of the kli, because that was very standard to happen with these types of dried out gourd kalim, and that's going to be metame, the ashes of the parah aduma. So once it becomes tame, it's not going to be used anymore. Now, Rishu Aimer, he says, what does that mean? If it's allowed to be used in the beginning, it should be used at the end, meaning even after it becomes tame. And if you want to say you can't use it after it becomes tame, you shouldn't be allowed to use it even for the beginning, because you should be afraid that the water that's absorbed into the kli is now going to come out, and that's going to be problematic for the ashes of the parah aduma. And there was Rishu, either which way, don't put mayim gedashim inside this. And in this case as well, Rabbi Yochanan, where he says, chomrin were machmir in makachaba loy b'tchil loy b'soif, no using it for the paraduma, not in the beginning, meaning not even before it became tame, and not even after it became tame, and then you were metaharet. Either which way, don't use it. So here's another situation where Rabbi Yochanan says that we go to chomra, even though again, there was a potential to go to kula. Here's the next one, mavoi. What's this referring to? So we know the mavoi has to do with helchas ervin. We know that back in the day, people used to live in chatseiros and courtyards. There was a number of houses that opened into a courtyard, and there was a number of courtyards that opened into a mavoi, which is an alleyway, and that mavoi eventually led to a rishus rabim. Now, even though midai raisa, one's allowed to carry freely in the mavoi, because at least in the situation that we're going to be discussing right now, it's surrounded on three sides by walls, so that's considered like it's enclosed. The chum say that the problem is, since the end of the mavoi opens up into the rishus rabim, people might get confused and not be paying attention, so they're going to carry something from the mavoi to the rishus rabim or vice versa, and that's going to be the isser of transferring from one rishus to another on Shabbos. Therefore, we have to make a tikkun to the entrance of the mavoi, which is either a kaira, a crossbeam on top of it, or a lechi or lechayayim, side posts, and then that allows one to carry in the mavoi. So now knowing that, what does the Mishnah Maseches Ervin tell us? V'chein mavoi shenitla kairasa el chayav, that on Shabbos, the crossbeam fell off, or the side post fell off, mutarn ba'asei Shabbos, they're allowed to continue carrying in that mavoi that Shabbos, because they came into Shabbos b'heter, so they're allowed to continue, v'asrun l'asa lavoi, but in the future Shabbos they're not allowed to carry here, until they fix it up. The Rabbi Yehuda says, or Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean? And mutarn l'asa Shabbos, if it's mutar to carry there that Shabbos, mutarn l'asa lavoi, should be mutar to continue carrying their other Shabbos as well. Vim asur and l'asa lavoi, if it's asur other Shabbos, asur and l'asa Shabbos, should also be asur for the continuation of that very Shabbos that fell off. And over here, once again, we have the same concept that we could either go l'kul l'chomra, and Rabbi Yechon says, chomrin, we go l'chomra, asur and b'im Shabbos azayis, b'im Shabbos haba, it's asur this Shabbos and other Shabbos azayis, a new kair lechi has to be placed on it. On to the next discussion, ger. What about a convert? The Tanya we have a braisa, gershon is geir, a person became a convert, and vahil yenis, he has wine that he made before he was a ger. And v'amar, he says, barili, I'm 100% certain, shaloi nisnasech mehen, that I never was misnasech them, I never used them for avodah zara, and therefore says this newly converted fellow, it should be permitted to drink them. What's the din? So b'zman shenasal gav atzmai, if he made them himself, and no one else was involved in making them or taking care of this wine, so tahirin loy utmein lacherim, he's allowed to drink them, but other people are not. He's allowed to drink them because he himself knows that they're fine. Other people are not allowed to drink them, though, but you can't rely on an edus that he's giving now regarding something that happened when he wasn't a Jew. Chavavav on top, the price continues, agav acherim, but if other people were involved in making this wine, tamein bein loy bein lacherim, not only other people, but also he, the ger himself, are not allowed to drink the wine. Rabbi Kiva says, what do you mean? Im taharin loy, you taharin lacherim, im tamein lacherim, you tamein loy. When he was the only person that made this wine and dealt with it, it's either or. If they're kosher for him, they should be kosher for others, and if they're not kosher for others, they shouldn't be kosher for him. And it's on this as well, Rabbi Yechon says, charmin, ramachmir, tamein bein loy, bein lacherim, this wine is not okay for him or for others. We're going to stop for the day, but pick up tomorrow with this last case where Rabbi Yechon said that we go lachumra, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.